You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Labor has reshuffled its portfolios ahead of the election later this year. Notable changes include Willow Jean Prime losing the education portfolio for social development and Willie Jackson taking on Māori Crowd Relations. Vinushi Walters has also moved up significantly in Labor Party rankings, taking over foreign affairs. The Royal Commission inquiry into COVID-19 has released its final report for phase two of the inquiry. The second phase was focused on whether the government took a balanced approach in their COVID response and found it largely did, with some caveats, including that the public was not brought on board enough. And the Education and Workforce Committee has released its final report on online harm and young people. The report included a range of recommendations, including establishing an independent national regulator for online safety and age restrictions for social media platforms. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke to MP and member of the Education and Workforce Committee, Shannon Halbert, about all of these topics. I started by asking what motivated Labor's recent portfolio reshuffle.
Well, we had two good friends of mine from our Māori caucus, Pēni Hinare and Adrian Rudafe, finished their time in Parliament, and so their portfolios needed to be reallocated. But given it's election year, I think it's important, like every year, to reset, refresh, and I think that's good for caucus.
Why does Willow Jean Prime no longer hold the education portfolio?
Willow Jean Prime has picked up the very large social development portfolio. She has the portfolio for children at the moment, and so that's great alignment with the work that social development does. And, of course, employment goes with that too. I like employment being aligned there because it's sort of the solution to the social development portfolio. And so I think it's great for Willow, and I'm really happy for her.
You've picked up the whānau order portfolio. Can you explain what this means?
Yeah, I'm really honoured to pick up whānau order. It has a wonderful legacy from Kahurangi Dame Tariana Turia. Pēni Hinare held that portfolio as a minister, and of course Adrian Rudafe in opposition. Whānau order is a unique approach to make sure that the whole whānau is taken care of from a health and social service perspective. It means that we're looking at responses to not just the individual, but the people within the household and making sure that they're all looked after. So I'm really proud to pick up that portfolio. It's a Māori portfolio as well, and I think I'm able to bring a unique voice in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, to that portfolio and across the country.
And you've also held on to your tertiary education portfolio. What are your priorities for this election year?
I'm very clear in the tertiary education portfolio that funding is a significant challenge, that the sector has been underfunded for a very long time, and that's a complex issue that I'm going to have to take forward both in opposition and should we go into government. We know that students are doing it tough with the cost of living. They've been really clear with me over the orientation periods at universities. Things are getting more expensive for them, both to live but also to study with the government's increase in student fees. So I've got a lot of work to do to make sure that we're able to make things easier, both for universities and students, both in the short term, but actually start to plan for fiscal responsibility in the long term for a sector that's done it tough.
And I want to turn now to ask about phase two of the COVID inquiry. What is your response to the final report?
My view is that it's quite a balanced response. It outlines the successes that I think most New Zealanders recognise. That we wanted a strong health response that prevented people from getting COVID. It also meant that we had the lowest unemployment rate at that particular time. But we know that times were tough throughout that period, that decisions had to be made, and there's consequences for those. And, you know, there's no surprises in some of the findings that there were difficulties throughout that period.
What do you think are the key lessons to take from the report?
The one that stands out for me, obviously, is the Auckland lockdowns. Every Aucklander felt disadvantaged by being locked down for a longer period than other New Zealanders. I still agree that it was the right decision. But what the report says is that 6 days, that the lockdown lasted 6 days longer than it probably needed to. So, you know, that's something we'll reflect on. Most importantly for me is that we prepare for such situations that could come to us in future. We've got to be more responsive. We can't just go back to that there wasn't a playbook for this. There is now a playbook, and we've got to make sure that we're planning for the future.
New Zealand First has called for an inquiry into vaccine harm specifically. Is this something you'd support?
No. How many reviews do we need? How many inquiries do we need? New Zealanders recognise that that was a very difficult time. We stand up internationally as one of the best responses in the world. Our economy came through that. It was difficult, and difficult decisions had to be made, but we're all the better for it as a result. So I think that the time spent now is better spent on things like the cost of living, things like making sure that we address our homelessness problems in this country and the supply of housing and the affordability of it, and of course access to quality healthcare that everyone can afford.
And I want to turn to ask now, what are your thoughts on the results of the Select Committee inquiry into online safety, particularly for young people?
That's a very good report in my view. We spent a number of weeks in the Education and Workforce Select Committee working through this, debating some of the issues. And between Labor and National, I think it's one of the pieces of work that will stand out in this parliamentary term, where we have been able to work together for an issue that we're all concerned about and put some really good recommendations up to the Minister.
How many of these recommendations will Labor take on board?
Well, some of them would take longer than others. The part that's important to me is that, of course, we've got to keep young people safe online. Under Labor, of course, we started this work in the Relationship and Sexuality Guidelines piece in schools. That was removed under this government. So there's part of starting again, I guess, that we have to work through and which whereabouts we start. There was an agreement around the table in full. The ACT Party and the Green Party had concerns about the report. They wanted it to go further in different ways. But I think that we've landed on a really balanced way forward, and we're really clear on the things that need to be done in order to prevent harm to young people online.
I want to ask about that point about the ACT Party disagreeing with the report. They say the results of the inquiry were predetermined. Why do you disagree with that?
Well, I just can't see throughout the weeks we were working together how it was predetermined. It was a long period of time that we worked on this particular inquiry. We heard from a number of public submitters at a community level, at a parent level. So I can't point to a place where suddenly in the background, National and Labor did a secret deal and predetermined the outcome. That's just not true.
That was Labor MP Shannon Halbert on Labor's portfolio reshuffle ahead of the election, Phase 2 of the Royal Commission inquiry into COVID-19, and the results of the Select Committee inquiry into social media harm and young people.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.